cheese, there was nothing better than a glass of wine to start off the weekend. And this first sip had really hit the spot. It was the Chianti Classico Reserve from his recent solo trip to Tuscany, and he knew that tonight was just the night to enjoy it. Although he would typically savor his wines well before the midnight hour, tonight was different, special. He was expecting company, a date, and he had to bring out all the stops for Veronica. They had met on a travel forum only a few months ago. Steve, or Travel Guy 78, was just looking for some travel tips, and Veronica, or Solo Gal 182, was more than happy to offer up her expertise. Their joint love for travel was obvious, but there seemed to be more to it. Their interactions quickly went from exchanging helpful tips for all to read to private direct messages about daily life, and lately, a lot more than that. Ah, there she was. Midnight, right on the dot, just as they had planned. When Steve saw that little green dot beside Solo Gal 182 on his messenger list, his stomach lit up with excitement, which quickly made its way much further down. There was no way he would be ready for sleep anytime soon.
Veronica glanced at the clock to make sure her quick shower hadn't set her back for time, and she signed in quickly so that she wasn't late for her date. She wondered if it was weird to call it a date, if it was happening online. But it was most certainly a date, and Veronica put on a casual yet cute two-piece night set, as well as a silk robe on top. Veronica couldn't explain it, but she felt as though she had known Steve for much longer than just a few months. Maybe it was the fact he lived on the opposite side of the country, but she felt candid with Steve, as if she could say anything with him without feeling embarrassed. And lately, she was feeling completely unreserved. They had each agreed to have their drinks and desserts of choice in hand, just like a real date. So she had lit a scented candle on her nightstand, dimmed the lights, and set a plate of strawberries on her bed. And Veronica's favorite part? You'll discover later on.
He sent the first message, a casual, "Hey you," as he usually did. He was the one who had suggested this date after all, and he didn't want to keep Veronica waiting. Steve sat further back into his leather armchair, getting comfortable in his quiet oasis. He took another sip of his Chianti before setting it back down on his end table.
Veronica's heart fluttered when she read Steve's first message. She loved seeing Travel Guy 78 pop up on her screen. And even though she was ready, she wanted to tease him a bit. She said her next line as she typed it out, just to make sure it was the perfect mix of casual and sexy.
Steve was pleased that Veronica wasn't beating around the bush. They'd been flirting for months. They both knew what could happen tonight. What would happen? Steve immediately started thinking about what he would do if Veronica were in his bedroom at that very moment, naked and wet for him. He brushed his hands through his hair, continuing to get more comfortable in his chair, feeling the smooth leather on the backs of his legs.
She had him exactly where she wanted him. Veronica knew his style. She figured he'd take the bait. She had a response lined up and ready. Eager to read his response, she nibbled on a strawberry as soon as she finished typing and hit send.
He loved that she was good at this. He started thinking about everything she could do for him. Where to begin? He had to say something before he got lost in his thoughts.
A wicked smile appeared across Veronica's lips. She wouldn't have any problem with that. Especially not with Steve. She found him incredibly attractive. Especially after her social media checks. He had sent her a friend request a few weeks ago. So she knew exactly what she was working with tonight. The conversation had gotten straight to the point very quickly, without any excuse for small talk. She felt the heat rising a bit in her cheeks and took off her robe, placing it on the bed. That left her with just her nightie set in a simple cotton thong underneath.
He bet she was good at getting dirty. Months of flirting and perusing Veronica's social media profile showed him that she had a bit of a wild side that he wanted to explore. Suddenly, he decided to take matters into his own hands.
Veronica was expecting things to take a sexy turn like this, and her heart beat a little faster when she realized that this would be the first time her and Steve would actually interact through video. Actually seeing and hearing each other at the same time. For the first time. She was a little nervous, but couldn't wait. And with that, Veronica turned on her camera and stared daringly into her webcam.
Steve wasn't expecting Veronica to turn on her camera so quickly, but was definitely pleased with what he saw. There she was, the woman he had been flirting with for months, looking as sexy as ever. He turned his camera on as well, immediately flashing a shy smile.
Veronica beamed. It was the first time they had interacted like this, and she felt her temperature rising over his genuine compliment, thanking him as she smiled bashfully. But then she noticed his fitted t-shirt outlining his chest and his slightly disheveled hair, and she wanted to make sure they got back to the matter at hand.
Steve noticed Veronica's cleavage peeking through her pajama top, just enough to leave him wanting more, needing it. And then he noticed his cock growing stiff after hearing the voice that escaped through her soft lips.
A sly smile appeared across Veronica's lips, and she tussled through her hair lightly with her fingers as a few layers fell and framed her face. She grabbed a strawberry and put it to her lips. Veronica put the end of the strawberry in her mouth, pursing her lips tight around its thicker end as though she was working Steve's cock. She tilted her head to the side as the tip of her tongue smoothed across the strawberry. Then, she put the whole thing into her mouth, licking her fingers as she finished biting slowly and swallowing it.
Steve watched Veronica steadily, unable to take his eyes off her. He sat farther back against the armchair and spread his legs a little. He grabbed his hardened dick through his athletic shorts and gave it a tight squeeze. He knew that Veronica could tell what he was doing. It was all visible from the way his laptop was placed.
Veronica could see that Steve was touching himself, and she could feel her cotton thong becoming wet from her own anticipation. But first, she wanted to tease him some more. She shrugged her shoulders with a little smile, her hair and left spaghetti strap falling over her shoulder, exposing a bit more cleavage.
The energy coming across the screen was palpable. Steve felt as if Veronica was in the room with him, as if he could feel the smoothness of her bare shoulder in his hands. how badly he wanted to tear off Veronica's flimsy shirt and bury his face into her luscious tits. Instead, he tore off his own t-shirt and threw it on the ground in front of him, exposing his bare chest and hard abs.
At this point, Steve was only in his athletic shorts, and Veronica wanted to even the score a bit. She brought the top part of her nightie over her head, dropping it to the floor, revealing her perky breasts and erect pink nipples. She was definitely turned on, and couldn't hide it now. She brushed a few strands of her hair out of her face.
Steve could hardly believe what was happening. The sight of Veronica's perfect tits sent him through the roof, and his dick was pleading for an escape. He stood up from his armchair, inadvertently giving Veronica a side view of his erect penis coming to life for her. He brought his laptop over to his bed, just feet away, and hovered over it, as though he were towering over Veronica through the webcam. He stared into it, bringing just the tip of his cock into view.
The sight of Steve's erect penis sent chills down Veronica's spine and ignited an electric current in her clit. All she wanted was to make herself wet for Steve and show him how much she craved his cock inside of her. She quickly kicked off the second piece of her nightie, leaving only her thong, and positioned herself on her side. Her head propped up with her hand, she faced into the camera, giving Steve a full view of her elongated body as she began to rub her clit over her thong.
Steve noticed that Veronica's thong was wet, and he stroked himself slowly as he watched her play with herself. He dropped his athletic shorts, hovering over his camera fully nude, presenting a close-up of his rock-hard dick for Veronica to enjoy.
Veronica moved her thong to the side. She couldn't be bothered to take it off in the heat of the moment. She needed to be fucked, to feel something inside of her pulsating pussy, wet with desire. She made sure she was in full view and immediately finger-fucked herself with two fingers, using her thumb to continue rubbing her clit.
Steve watched Veronica in awe as his strokes grew quicker, his cock harder, and his balls firmer. He could feel his pre-cum as he tightened his grip, imagining that Veronica's lips were wrapped tight around the tip of his throbbing cock.
Watching Steve's cock and hearing him masturbate with her was turning Veronica on like never before. She knew that she had one more trick that would send them both to new levels. She grabbed her hidden treasure, her favorite part that had been waiting left under the silk robe. She needed it now, and watched Steve's eyes glimmer with excitement when he realized what she was holding. And with that, Veronica's eyes were fixated on Steve as her tongue started at the tip of her sex toy, swirling around as though it were the strawberry from earlier. Then she licked all the way down the shaft, before slowly taking a large part of the erect penis into her mouth and back out again.
Steve watched Veronica share her expertise once again and knew that he was on the verge of exploding, but he wanted to come with Veronica.
Veronica was waiting for that, and she slid the cock down in between her breasts before it slid past her belly button. She pushed down her thong around her ankles, kicking it off onto the floor, and began fucking herself with her dildo. She turned onto her back, giving Steve a better view of the initial slow thrust. quickly turning into more energetic fucking.
Steve was lost in Veronica's show, making him almost forget that they weren't actually in the same room. He was jacking off intensely now and was about to erupt.
Seeing Steve come in real time heightened Veronica's own response. She was right behind him, and seeing him watching her only made it easier for her to come. She grabbed a handful of her silk robe in her free hand, fucking herself wildly with the other.
Thank you. Thank you.